And I've also got here John Andrews. Hello, John. Happy Surrey Day.
Hello. Happy Surrey Day to you, Mark. It's nice to actually be here face to face.
Yeah, it is. We've all been in kind of boxes on Zooms and things like that. John, you have many involvements in Surrey. You're involved with Radio Woking, the community radio station over there. But also you're involved in a really special project.
Yes, yeah, so I work for the Sunnybank Trust, which is a charity based in Epsom in Surrey, and I produce the Sunny Sessions radio show. So basically that's empowering people and giving people an opportunity to get involved in radio, so we'll support them to do interviews. I know one of our members actually interviewed you the other day for about Surrey Day, which is really cool.
Yeah, they were great, and there's some real talent there, isn't there?
Really, absolutely. I mean, we just, you know, do a lot of stuff on Zoom, face-to-face, and it just gives people an opportunity to talk about what's important to them and gives them a voice as well, and I guess sort of builds confidence. I mean, there's so many benefits and makes them feel part of their community.
Great. So we're going to have a little listen just before we go into it. What are we going to be hearing briefly here?
So we're going to be hearing a selection of audio from our members, our partners at the Sunnybank Trust, talking about Surrey and what they like about Surrey, and you know, some really interesting conversation there.
All right, John, thank you for coming down. Let's have a listen to the work.
So I used to live in London. That's why people used to say Cockney to me.
Okay, so how did you end up in Surrey?
Only because my sister got a house. That's how I got there.
Okay, and whereabouts in Surrey do you live?
Epsom.
Okay, yeah. And you say you come from London to Epsom. How does that compare? Is there a big difference?
Well, London is quite... Actually, in London, you can get there and back. And well, I don't travel on a train. So on the bus, this is fine for me, yeah?
Probably if I go walking, I sometimes go where there's like views of like London and stuff.
Oh, okay, so there's lots of views around Epsom, up on the Downs, I suppose, if you can look over London and get a good view. But so are you proud to live in Surrey?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Because it's a lot less busy than London, as I used to live in London when I was younger. And that was quite busy.
So you say you prefer Surrey to London?
Yeah, it's really easy to go to London, Surrey as well.
The Rainbow.
Oh, the Rainbow Leisure Centre.
Yeah. Okay.
And why do you like that?
They do discounts for people with disabilities.
You've got everything in here. Sorry. You've got the park, cinema.
One thing I was fine about Guildford, really hilly.
It is hilly, yeah. Actually. It is.
Not really great, because the place I had to go to is up the hill. I have to walk up a very steep hill. I'm out of breath at the top.
Well, the Conquest Up, what I go to on a Tuesday, they encourage people with disabilities to do art, and they buy the stuff, interacting with other people who also have disabilities. And it's not just about art, it's also about just interacting with that, engaging and interacting with others.
So if we were talking to somebody who doesn't live in Surrey and telling them about Surrey, how would you describe the county of Surrey, Sophie?
It's very plain. It's not very colourful like Brighton.
Do you think there's more life in Brighton?
Yeah.
Would you like to see that Surrey become a bit more like places like Brighton?
Yeah.
Okay, how do we do that then? How do we make that happen?
Have more cafes and restaurants.
Matt, how would you describe Surrey to somebody who doesn't live here?
Where I live right now, a lot of cars. Be very busy.
Well, there you are. Some mixed views on Surrey, but they were absolutely brilliant. We heard there from the members of Sunnybank, Violet, Jovi, Sophie, Maria and Matt, and also the brilliant John Andrews, who's come down to see us today, who does such amazing work with Sunnybank. And you can find out more about them online. It is BBC Radio Surrey.